Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to do a little talking about combat pistol craft and maybe long gun pistol craft, or that's not even pistol craft, though. And I do that with my specialist in this particular field, and that is, he's the one I turn to anyway, Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. How are you today, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm just coping. You know, just coping.
Right. Okay, just well, I feel coping. Like I've been beat with a stick.
Why have you been beat with a stick, Super Dave?
I spent the last 48 hours straight doing a smoke fest for the filming of an episode of Surviving Man, the TV show,
okay.
Surviving Man.
Yeah,
went
you know.
Extremely well. Shout out to the whole crew. You guys did an outstanding job. But you know what the one overriding factor of the whole gig was?
What's that?
Check this out, man. You know, I've been retired for 17 years.
Right.
And I broke contact with an old teammate of mine more than 20 years ago. And everything being a secret like it was, being kept close hold, I actually wound up being teamed with a former SF teammate of mine, Kerry. It was pretty wild. I mean, what are the odds? You know what I mean? I was on a team with this cat in like 98, 99. Broke contact when the team was broke up. And
sure.
You know, this long later, we have an opportunity to work together again. It was awesome.
That's cool. That's cool.
You know? So what are you thinking today, man? What do you got for me?
Well, you know, I've been doing project guns here of late.
Okay.
Some conventional for somebody with my background. I'm not one of these that goes out. I'm not a hunter. Okay. I'm not a hunter.
Right.
So I've tried bolt guns, but the one time I tried it, it was almost a tactical gun because it was a scout rifle.
Okay.
But I had messed around with this idea of a DMR. You know, designated marksman's rifle.
Oh, yeah, okay, got it. Okay, D, got it.
And so to that end, Spikes Tactical, I got a 18-inch AR-15 from them in 5.56.
Okay.
Nothing fancy or anything about it, just a longer barrel. It is a purpose-built barrel for, it's a 1-in-7 twist, and it's, this is one that they push out to people when they're building a gun. So, you know, it came on the gun. It has R2 right. brake on it, and, it has been kitted out now to the point of being a DMR. It has a gigantic scope on it from, Aklon.
Okay.
Not the best scope company in the world, but certainly not the worst, and definitely very decent when it comes to long range shooting.
Right.
And a bipod, and I'm going to put a 45 degree angle coming off of the top rail, just so I can put like a red dot or something on there, so I can twist it, and if I have to engage something, sort of close.
Right.
And My thought process within all of this was that now that I have this DMR, if I would actually have to go out with the DMR, then I would probably have to carry a secondary rifle as well for something close. However, this thing is so light and so well, it's balanced and everything else. Now, I'm just going to put that little red dot on the side of it, and that's going to be my close-in weapon. But, I mean, how, in today, and, you know, you've been in the military more recently than me. In today's world, when they're outfitting, kitting these guys up and everything, do they have designated marksmen with special? I know they used to have some variation of the M14 that was a designated marksman rifle.
They might. I don't know what they call it. I know it exists. I know the position exists.
Right.
But I don't think it's called, like, I think it's a squad. I can't remember, bro. But the position exists.
What kind of gun do they run? Yeah, what kind of gun do they run?
Man, you know, I'd be
remiss like
to say, because I've been away from it so long and things have changed considerably. I don't really know, and I don't want to guess what they're doing now. But the designated marksman position certainly is described in that manner in the contract realm. It'll be a designated defensive marksman, DDM,
right?
That type of thing. But you're on the right track. But the in my experience with, because I set up a long-range, of course, BCM being my primary firearm sponsor, it's a BCM rifle. It's got a stainless match barrel, 1-in-8 twist, rated twist. And it's a 20-inch rifle, and I've got it set up for that specific purpose, you know, the designated defensive marksman realm. I capped my, because it's an urban rifle, I consider it an urban rifle, I capped my distance at 600 meters, which is more than enough for the urban environment. But the one thing that you definitely, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's what I was thinking was, and I didn't think of it in terms of meters. My gun is bore sighted out to 300 yards.
Okay.
Because I don't anticipate getting involved in anything big, wide open, right. You know, doing a lot of tracking or anything. I don't even know how much I'd be moving in an urban environment at this moment.
Right.
But I was just thinking this is going to be something that's going to be close, but at the same time, it's going to overcome certain shortcomings I have, like the failing eyesight and all that other stuff. And,
right. Well, piggybacking a dot on your scope body is legit for handling short range, short, even possibly mid range targets. If you're going to cap your distance at 300 yards, I'd like to, you know, the thing about it is, think about this. As far as rapid gun handling, rapid target acquisition, either searching or traversing fire, you have to practice, period. You have to train, you have to practice, you have to rehearse. But more importantly is the combination of not only the firearm, but the ammunition that you choose to use. Will the combination of the rifle's inherent mechanical accuracy and your ammunition's inherent mechanical accuracy satisfy the requirement that you're specifying? You see what I mean?
I do.
So you need to work that out and then, you know, get yourself set up and get it hard zeroed at 300 meters or 300 yards.
We're coming up on the first break. What's the name of that TV show you're doing?
Surviving Man.
Okay, well, fine.
M-A-N-N.
Cool.
He's a former Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6 dude. He's got it going on. Robert Sefeo is the president and owner of American Stories Entertainment Network.
Well, hang on for me. Hang on. We'll tell all about it when we get back.
All right, brother.
Talk to the Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Super Dave Harrington. And, well, tell me, one more time, let's talk about this TV show. Because when is this coming out?
I have no idea. this is what I understand. They did the first gig filming for the first season. Out in Vegas, they did a five-day, I think they had something like 32 applicants. And the base theme was, vetted civilians to have an opportunity to get the 8x10 glossy on what Navy SEALs go through to become a SEAL, what it's like to be a Navy SEAL. And but it was structured not only as, a training event, but it was a training/competition event. So starting with a body of 32 people, they wound up with the top three. And the winner, Chris, won $10,000. And to his credit, he shared his winnings with the second and third place. They split it three ways. How cool is that? Well, in the interim, someone had the question, what do we do now? Because they have this some kind of planned big extravaganza thing, but they wanted to fill the gap between filmings with another show, and the idea was to pit the top three guys against a three-man team made up of former legit spec ops guys. And that's what we did. We went head-to-head with those guys, and it was myself, teammate Kerry and Brent against Chris, Nick, and Landon. And the cool thing about it, it was a shared experience by all, as evidenced by the simple fact that when we first started, it was, head-to-head competition. But as things unfolded, it became more of a collective, we're going to compete, but we also need to cooperate to survive this gig because we had very little food, very little sleep, and it was a grinder. It was a 48-hour smoke fest straight through. And as soon as I got to the hotel this morning, I just got up a little while ago, got cleaned up, and had to go get something to eat. I feel much better, but I feel like I've been beat with a stick all over. And the personal coup for me was, I just turned 61, and I needed to test my Achilles. Now, granted, I did not do any running. I specifically did not do it. I chose not to run to avoid that type of impact action on my Achilles. But otherwise, kind of jogging, any of the requirements, I didn't have any trouble meeting them. And I don't have any type of pain, associated pain, with my Achilles. So I'm going to pretty much consider myself good on that point and drive on.
How did you like being back involved in that kind of stuff, doing that kind of stuff again after all this
brought
time?
Back a huge block of memories. And, of course, having a former teammate of mine there, Kerry, brought back, all of our, the memories of our time spent in Africa, moving and communicating in Africa. It was great. It was just a one in a billion opportunity, and I just,
did we just lose?
I couldn't be more thankful for the opportunity to, get into the mix. I had some reservations at first, but what I figured out is the bottom line is, people like us, people that, pursue, you don't necessarily have to be in the military, but, personalities, what I refer to as plus P plus personalities, which is definitely a level above, like a type A. The you're just the kind of people that can't say no to a challenge. You know what I mean?
I do.
No matter what your circumstances are, it's like, you want me to do what? Yeah, I'll do that. No matter what your, you know, physical condition is or whatever, you just can't say no. And I had a really good time. It brought back huge memories of pretty much every military experience, significant military experience I've ever had. It was very well done. I can't imagine, well, I can imagine the backside support requirements to pull something like this off. But what I can't imagine is how the camera crews, I mean, they were right there with us, man, every step of the way. They filmed everything that we did, less nature calls. And it was, you know, plenty of work involved, physical exertion. I don't want to, you know, break down everything that we did because that'd ruin the show. I don't want to bust out the show, but.
Sure.
Needless to say, the opening, as it was explained to me, the material that they're going to use for the opening of the show involves me and Carrie, and it's pretty hilarious. Pretty hilarious. You'll definitely want to catch that part of it. If you don't see any of it, any of the rest of it, you got to see the opening, man. It's hilarious. You'll get a good laugh out of it.
Well. That kind of thing, I've often wondered how much of the stuff I used to do could I do. Probably not much. I admire you for pulling it off. It actually makes me want to get out there and, I don't know, shall I say, start working out again? I don't know, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Coming up coming up on the next break and, well, Super Dave, he's getting active. He's getting active. And I suspect that his website is about to get active, and his website is combatspeed.com. And there, if you want to get involved with him and get his brand of what it takes to employ combat speed, that's where you would start. Also on Facebook is Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington if you want to look at his commercial page. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are expected to hit the roads this Thanksgiving. AAA putting that number at more than 53 million. That's a 13% increase, and it comes a year after folks were advised to stay home due to the pandemic. Air travel is expected to jump 80% over last year, with more than 4 million passengers. However, 90% of all travel will still be done by car. The FBI is now part of a criminal investigation into what went wrong at a Houston concert where 8 people died last Friday. It happened when fans rushed the stage, and Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena says there are also reports of possible druggings.
There was some evidence that some drugs were present there at the event. There was one report of a security guard that described a needle prick to the neck.
This is USA Radio News. The White House is again touting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden is set to sign this week. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo focusing on the expansion of broadband access across the United States.
We must connect all Americans, regardless of where they live, to high-speed, affordable internet.
Raimondo saying too many poor and rural communities do not have affordable high-speed internet access. The public is getting a chance to lay flowers Tuesday at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. It marks the first time in nearly a century that the public will be allowed to pay respects and lay flowers at the base of the tomb. The opportunity comes as Veterans Day on Thursday marks the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which holds the graves of three unknown American service members. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Now, in terms of what I was thinking about with the DMR type configuration for a rifle or whatever you want to call it, the marksmanship rifle that is designed
right.
A little further out than your regular 16-inch.
Correct.
In terms of that, in the event that things were to go really bad sideways, how far do you think someone should go? How far should we be ranging out from beyond where we're good to go? Because one thing I know for certain, I'm not going to bug out.
Right.
I'm going to be bugging it. It makes no sense
right.
for me to bug out. I can't carry all the ammo. I'm not going to leave some of this stuff here to be taken.
Right. Understood.
And, you know, so I can't carry all the water I'm going to need. So I'm just going to be bugging in. So how, in the event that that were to occur, that we would be in a situation where we would be, which almost seems nowadays, it almost seems romantic to think about, oh, the government's not in charge and we don't even know if they exist. It almost seems like it's winsome.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? How far would someone want to go out and
Are you talking about physically go out and
yeah.
away from your safe house, so to speak, your safe
Indeed.
Haven?
Indeed. Yes.
Well, I mean, that's going to be based on what do you need? Is it even available? And who has it? And where are they? That's going to dictate how far you have to go out and back.
Well,
you
okay.
What I mean?
I do. Let me ask you a more directed question, okay?
Okay.
So I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden I notice that everything goes out, including cars. Cars go out too.
Right.
And that's an EMP. Well, I'm talking an EMP scenario.
Right.
At that point, because I have bicycles, and I have, I mean, not a mile up the road, I have two grocery stores. At that point, Should I be jumping on a grocery store, strap some stuff, jumping on a bike rather, strap it on as much as I can, and going to this grocery store? I don't know how I'm going to get it home on a bike or anything, but you know, throwing an empty backpack and going out and doing a little gathering.
Right, but the first thing that comes to my mind when you say that is who's going to pull security on your bicycle when you get off of it and go in the store?
No idea. Hadn't even thought that far ahead. Yeah, so I see what you're saying.
The bottom line is, in the military, we had something we call a two-man rule, okay, certainly in the infantry. And the two-man rule is very simple, and people violate it all too often, but you never send one person anywhere to do anything, right? You've got to have a two-man element, one, simply so they can provide security for each other and accomplish the task and make it back. You see what I mean?
I do.
So in my mind, were things to go sideways to that extent, I'm kind of hosed because I don't have anybody to rely on, so to speak. You know, I'm divorced. I don't have a family to be concerned about. So in a sense, with my background and experience, I'm much better psychologically prepared to handle that type of circumstances. And, you know, people often joke about the zombie apocalypse and all that. Well, it's going to happen if things keep on, you know, going the way they are. But the zombies are going to be the people that aren't prepared. So it's going to be, you could more accurately describe it as the haves and the have-nots.
Yep.
And those that have not are going to want what you have. So you're going to have to come to terms with what are you prepared to do in ensuring your survival. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do.
It's going to be pretty grim. People are going to have to shift gears. And if they do, fine. If they don't, well, you're pretty much done. But I
well,
see it happening.
I'm lucky because I have a 30-year-old son that lives here. He's a gunsmith.
Very cool.
He has, you know, we've got enough. We have weapons. We have plate carriers. We have everything we could need here. And my wife knows how to handle a gun. So in the event that we did have to go, I could do the two-man rule, but I'd have to do the three-man rule because I would not leave anybody here alone. Although then I think, oh, well, I probably should leave somebody here. But then, you know, it becomes all kinds of stuff, doesn't it? It becomes all kinds
of
stuff.
When you look at security for what it is, and you start developing your security templates for various scenarios that you're probably going to encounter, it's amazing. You know, how much time and resources it takes to cover down on everything, legit. And then there's always risk versus gain. How do you prioritize what needs to be done or when it needs to be done, how it needs to be done? It's going to vary. Things are going to change. It's going to be, you know, that was part of the gig, you know, for the weekend's filming, is survival. It was, you know, a survival gig. So therefore everything was set up, in the spirit of competition, but all six of us had to shift gears and get into survival mode because we were provided very little food and very little time or opportunity to sleep. So on a personal level, look at it from this perspective. If you had to burn the candle from both ends, how long could you do it? Now, here's what I learned over the course of this gig. I used to be able to burn the candle at both ends for a 72-hour window.
Right.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter what the job was, the task was, the mission was. I could burn it at both ends for 72 hours before I was, you know, exhausted. Well, what I found out
being considerably older than I was back in the day, that window has been cut to 48 hours. Now, I'm not saying I would have punked out at 48 hours. I could have sucked it up, embraced the suck, and drove on. I just don't know how much longer I could have done it. You know what I mean? Before my body just said, hey, dude, give me a break. But some of the, for example, I was 40 years older than the youngest dude in the mix.
Yeah.
The youngest dude in the mix was Landon at 21 years old. You know, he just turned 21. I just turned 61. I'm like, whoa, dude, I'm 40 years older than you. And he was just kind of looking at me like, dude, why are you here? You know, but it was enjoyable. You know, the whole gig. I mean, it's, you know, it was the kind of gig that I've always been attracted to, you know, meeting those types of challenges. And it just worked out real well. It just went exceptionally well. It could have gone bad. It could have gone real bad, but it didn't. You know, improvise, adapt, overcome, shift gears, but it's all mental. What is your mental, what level of mental discipline do you enjoy? Because if you don't mind, it don't matter. But, I mean, physically, you can be physically broken, but once you allow your spirit to be broken, you're done.
Hang on right there. We'll be right back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Super Dave Harrington. And you just brought up a pretty good point, because I remember when I was in every facet of training in the military that they were always trying to see how far they could push us to break that spirit, weren't they?
Correct.
And, I mean, a lot of military training involves sleep deprivation.
Absolutely.
And that comes into play. But, I mean, I went to one school one time where they took us out on a run. And we were young and everything, so we could take the run. But they head us back to the barracks. And then when we come up to the barracks, they turn us around and head us right back out. And,
right.
You know, everybody there was already permanent party. So a few of them... stopped running and said, "What's this about?" And of course, they were kicked out of the school.
Right.
So that mentally letting go sometimes. Do you think the mental can overcome the physical?
Absolutely, because if you don't mind, it don't matter. The your body follows the mind, and your mental toughness. It's a combination of having it in the first place. I mean that by, your personality, your character. But there's a certain amount of mental discipline that is learned as you are put through these types of schools, missions, training opportunities, however you want to describe it, it can be learned, is all I'm saying. Just because someone thinks they, for example, a civilian cat that just thinks that, man, I'd like to be able to do that, but I don't know if I could. You know what I mean? Because I don't have the discipline for it. Well, it can be a learned thing. And the thing about it is, it takes time. That's one thing that I see is kind of a detrimental attitude, or kind of a pervasive attitude is, in some respects, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to subject myself to that? And, people that pursue your various special operations organizations, there is an extremely high attrition rate. You don't hear about that. That's not just normal info that's put out. But for example, out of my flash of, you know, when I went through the Special Operations qualification course for SF, we started with, like, I believe it was 285, and we finished with 87.
Yeah.
So do the math on that. You know what I mean? What percentage is that? I don't know. I hate math. But
well, it's
across the spectrum of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, the attrition rate is horrendous for the spec ops communities, and it has to be, because it's not for everybody. It's for those that have what it takes. And the first aspect is a strictly mental aspect of, do you want it bad enough? If you don't want it bad enough, you're not going to succeed.
No. I think it also comes down to, can you accept your circumstance as part of what you want? You know, when you find yourself...
absolutely. There's a certain amount of psychology involved.
Yeah. If you can get out there and accept your circumstance, once you learn to embrace it, it almost becomes fun.
Right. Which is
especially at a younger age. Nowadays, I look back at some of the stuff that I've done in my past, and I'm like, wow, okay, that impresses me to think about it today. But, I mean, when I was doing it back then, it was just one of the things that one of the instructors told us, you have to accept your circumstance. If you can do that, you won't believe how far you're going to go. And he was right. He was absolutely right with that part of it.
Absolutely.
So
I'll give you an example. We were doing a hit on one of the islands in Hawaii, and when we infilled, rotary wing infill, one of our warrants broke his ankle dismounting the aircraft into a lava field, but didn't say anything to anybody until we had already moved a considerable distance and established our ORP, or objective rally point, near the target. And once the adrenaline wore off from the infill and the initial movement, he realized just how bad off he was. So we caught a hold of the aircraft and asked him to return to the LZ, and I threw the dude over my shoulder with a buddy of mine pulling security, and I carried him back to the LZ through the lava fields. And I looked back on that, and I was like thinking, wow, man, how did I pull that off? You know what I mean? I mean, because this cat was at least 200 pounds with his, you know, just fully dressed, less his equipment. He was at least 200 pounds, and my security man was carrying his ruck and all of his associated equipment. And we just, you know, it was wasn't a thing. It was just, you know, we needed to get this guy back to the LZ, back on the aircraft, so he could get the medical attention he required. And we did it and made it back, effected the link up with the main unit, and drove on with the rest of the scenario. And that dude, I mean, he thanked me. I mean, he's thankful, you know, for that to this day, because he just wound up incapacitated and couldn't function. Somebody had to do it. You know what I mean? So I didn't think it was a big deal, and it wasn't a big deal because I thought it wasn't a big deal. You see what I mean? It's mental.
Yep.
But once somebody gets inside your head in the training scenarios, various schools and whatnot, that lack of nutrition and the application of sleep deprivation, the first thing that goes is your judgment. It starts to affect your judgment. And so how do you cope? How do you stay switched on under those circumstances? You're not going to know until you experience it or have been put through that type of training. So you can be, you know, provided the opportunity to find out just exactly what you can or cannot do, or are, let me rephrase that, what you are willing to do or not.
Most people would be very shocked to find out what they can do, wouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
they may not believe they could do it, but they you know, if put in the right situation, they would be absolutely stunned.
Yeah, absolutely. Just man up and get it done. And, you know, that's a good point, man, because what blows my mind is, you know, there's a lot of people out there that think that, or they question their ability to do it because they haven't been in the military or they have not been through any special operations training. Let me see, Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, look at all the guys over the history of our country and the history of the world, all action guys included, that have never been in the military or, you know, let alone a special ops unit. And what I'm trying to put focus on is the individual. It's about the individual.
Well, we're about to run out of time. We're going to have to follow this up next week, just simply because I don't think most people really grasp that aspect of certain things. And if they did, it would be quite helpful if things do go sideways, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today. I can't wait to see this TV show.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested as well, man. It's
might have found your calling.
Something else, man. It was a good opportunity. Shout out to the whole American Stories Entertainment crew. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Bill. And I'll link up with you next week.
Roger that. We'll be right back.
Take care, man. I'm out.
This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.